From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Italians are demanding to know why a U.S. patrol in Iraq opened fire on a car carrying a freed Italian hostage yesterday. The hostage, journalist Giuliana Sgrena, was wounded, and an Italian agent protecting her was killed. Two other agents were also wounded. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi summoned the U.S. ambassador in Rome and asked for a clarification. Italian newspapers reflect growing popular anger. NPR's Silvia Poggioli joins me on the line from Rome. Hi, Silvia.
Hi, Jennifer.
The U.S. military says that the car was speeding and soldiers fired into the engine only after they warned the driver to stop with hand signals. What are the Italians saying about the circumstances of this shooting?
Well, in a phone interview from her hospital, Sgrena said the car was not speeding. She said she was talking to Nicola Calipari, the Secret Service official who had negotiated her release, when all of a sudden there was shooting. She said, "We were hit by a spray of fire. Nicola leaned over me, probably to defend me, and then he slumped over." She said he was shot in the head. Her partner, Pierre Scolari, added more details Sgrena had told him. He said airport officials had been informed that Sgrena was arriving and that the car had already passed several American checkpoints when, 700 yards from the airport, U.S. soldiers fired 300 to 400 shots at the vehicle. So there's a clear contradiction here between Sgrena's version and that of the U.S. military.
What kind of political fallout might this have for Prime Minister Berlusconi?
Berlusconi, who was one of President Bush's staunchest allies, sent Italian troops to Iraq over popular opposition. So his biggest fear is that the shooting incident will unleash a wave of anti-Americanism and embolden the anti-war movement, which is very strong here. He also worries the opposition could use the issue in the campaign for regional elections next month. Berlusconi was clearly angry yesterday when he appeared before reporters. He said he had summoned the U.S. ambassador and insisted that someone has to take responsibility. And President Bush later called Berlusconi, assuring him there will be a full investigation.
What has been the popular reaction so far in Italy?
Well, over the last month, the country really mobilized for Giuliana's release. There were rallies all over the country. Tens of thousands of Italians took part, also in candlelit vigils. Her photograph was everywhere. And, you know, even though she works for a far leftist newspaper, Sgrena became a heroine, even on popular TV shows. And today, there's lots of indignation against what commentators describe as young, terrified, and trigger-happy American soldiers. There's also, you know, the collective memory of previous diplomatic incidents between Italy and the United States. The most emotional was in 1998 when a U.S. Marine jet flew recklessly low over the Alps, severing a ski lift cable, killing 20 people. And Italians are still sore that a U.S. military jury found the jet's pilot not guilty of manslaughter. So this time Italians will be wanting to see someone punished for what happened last night. And Italian magistrates have already opened a murder investigation and began interrogating Sgrena in her hospital room today.
Giuliana Sgrena was held for 1 month. What do we know about how she was set free?
Well, there are a lot of rumors, as there were in previous Italian hostage cases, that the Italian government paid a ransom. The daily La Repubblica claims it was close to $8 million. Many European governments are believed to have paid ransoms for their hostages in Iraq. And this clearly angers U.S. officials who see it as fundraising for the insurgents. And it suggests coalition intelligence services are sometimes working at cross purposes in Iraq. In an interview today, one of the two Italian women known as the Two Simonas who were taken hostage last September said that as soon as they were released, Italian secret agents rushed them to Baghdad airport to avoid being stopped by U.S. soldiers who she claims wanted to interrogate them about their captors. It's very hard to confirm this kind of a claim, but statements like these will certainly fuel all sorts of conspiracy theories, which find very fertile ground here in Italy.
NPR's Silvia Poggioli in Rome. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.